This day 1599. The Rambam spoke about where you sell sold. Yeah, it's crime to keep sold one gender to another person, kept the other gender. That both had to be mafresh. Question is why? It's all one min. Let the moicher be mafresh and everything. So the Rambam explains. Find the body. Zen osim zen osim kabash. Mishnah. Each one gives. It says that eitz a toiva. That each one should give. Hachi pirshus means chayin. Also, eitz a toiva. Chomer fishy rish rishal gives. Chachomi gave an eitz a toiva. And any time people say sorry rish gives, sheish lo yafos veros. When he has good and bad, he did mishnei. He should give both of them. Kadesh shlo te hezek la bailim. In order, there shouldn't be damage to the owner. Imi din kol matana me yafos. If he gives the entire gift from the superior, eventually he has a coin. Also, there shouldn't be a damage to the coin. He didn't call him out on his mayor rose. How do you move? Give all the gifts from the bad ones. How do you move? Why the lazy loom with our vibe? Should give him both. Can't you let me eagle cane? Let me put this custom into practice. Man, the mocha mean echoed. Somebody sells one species. The seller buyer can't say, well, you left for yourself. You should give the entire ratio, I guess. The seller can say to him, since the minuk is given from the nice ones by themselves, they also have some from the not nice ones by themselves. So when I sold one of them, I didn't leave anything for myself from this min. Mimela, it's obvious the aim of Krishna Bhagavan like two things. I told them Michelle, Pani Michelle and I give from myself and you from yourself. Borosh is out Tamash Ramam is the reason the Ramam because of this eight Satoiva that this becomes the das of the Mechira. It's a beautiful shot that Rachel gives. And eight Satoiva can create the das in which the Mechira takes place. Borosh is the Tam Ramam, which came to stop it clear, so that clear this the reason the Ramam and makes sense. You got racial gaze, mitzvah, the table clear, so he's the racial gaze, mitzvah to give at the beginning of the shearing. See, but racial gaze, the beginning of the shearing. Go back. I'm not pretty sure I'm answering this, but you set aside the middle of the end. You know, you'd say, Chen Shrein, but Sefti, my yellow son, below Gazam, Kachas, if you, the Sefti says you had sheep, and you shear them all together, and Gazas, Echas, you sheared one sheep, Umachar, Gizas, and then you sold his Giza, Hakos, and then you sheared a second one, Umachar, and sold his shearing, Vachaka, Shlishis, and then the third one, Chayavias, Chamishis, and the fourth and the fifth. If you name shall say, Kamashoni, maybe this looks several years. When Sarvis, oh, Chay, Mitzar, Chay, but Giza, and Chamishis, it's Chay, when he shears the fifth one, Litain, Shear, Chamishis, so I had to give the shear five, so I. Chay, Mocha, Mitzar, it's only Chay, she's killed. So, also, if you sold some of the sheep after you began shearing, the Miyak, she's killed, those Chav, Achiv. It doesn't matter if he sold them. In other words, because meaning when he started shearing them, he has a chiyuv. The yeshla fish mina chodesh yachim yashu chodesh. There's no limit by which year it is. But afagav the betruma ain't my fish mina chodesh yachim. Even though betruma you can't set aside from the new crop and old crop yashu chodesh and old crop and new crop. This is different. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi. So, part of the question. Loi ha yalim betruma. Rabbi Loi learns from truma. Vana nagina kavasei. We learn from it. We. The doctor says accordingly, that's why there's no wish that he has a good start. Come on, never ask an ikadin kaima kachomi the elemei mitruma, since, as Orshan said, it's a minhag which is against the simple grain of halacha. So, the ikadin that we call a kachomi, the elemei mitruma, the elemei mitruma, therefore, you can't be lenient to lift our mitzvah chadash yachan and exempt because of a potential combination of old and new. But if he had two species, good and bad, bad and good, Yofish not give from the bad on the good. This is only when he has five sheep. If he has less sheep, even though he sheared them until he got to like a measure. Well, you get five sheep. Mekom kam butter, nevertheless you butter. Parts of Misha like you have less than five sheep. There's no obligation. Tessa Mishael reap wheat stones and lots of sheep. Arbe Giza ma'am. A lot of sharing to them. Not so high garbage quantum. Why is the ship to many quantum? Come on, leave cost me the ten call echoed pockets me, Hamish Loim Luban. Should not give any one of them less than five slime bleached bleached wool. They made cut them out to make a small garment. Lo shuri lab, and as he said, he doesn't bleach it. He told him it's my gizah. It came from the wool of the shear and kvimashim luchlechas as it is dirty. Should be enough that is left after the bleaching. Mishka chamisha slayim yotzef for the weight of 5 slayim or more. Shemar titein lo, give it to him. So she contain the stina. What else is a beggar has to be a amount worthy to be given to make some sort of garment. Zek sherotze. That's when he wants to. Amika de enoch have a free shrak. Mishka chamisha slayim al kol giza shelo. It sounds like, if he wants to, if he wants to get more, he can get more, but Mikardi, he doesn't have to. Kfar Kusam, Shesh Gez, Havu Chun Chodor, we already wrote the Resh Gez, it's Chulim for all matters. Kam Nosi, so Kohen, that's given to a female Kohen. Api Shin Yisrael, Yisrael, even though she's married to Yisrael, Kamash Kusam, Yisrael, 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 when they used to be given. That is the end of Hilchus Resh Gez. Now we come to a fascinating area of Halacha. Hilchus Nidui V'cherem. That was being put, being excommunicated. Shin Lamadal, Dine Nidu in Mukhram is Managadmon. That censorship, that there are lots of Nidu in Cherem in ancient times. But Lamaisa, I'm not sure if this is done ever anymore. So it could be this Managadmon here. It does apply. And he starts here with a preface. Dine Makusa Dine Zel Klagodo, the law of the land is a law that is a great principle. Michok HaKesar Yorum Hodo. And from the law of the Tsar, may his glory be uplifted. Also, Tenez and Nidu is forbidden to put any excommunication or his acherim, whatever form it is. Bechena Mishchom Amuchos Europa, and this is true in all the kingdoms, all the states in Europe. For Akbar Tosi Shmel, only in Arab countries. Come on, Malchus Hatugar, like I think that refers to the Ottoman Empire. Uparas and Persia. Morocco, Shama Utar Alpi Mishpara Memshal. That's minute based on the government's law. Can call them Shem Varim. Therefore, all those we explain by Niduin, Charamos Hakol Medina say it's all for those countries. I'm going to say the Chalili Ten Niduin Charamos. But our countries Chas Shalom to put Niduin and Cherem. Das Adinim. We have to know the halachas. Also, by Mutar, that which forbidden, that was forbidden, that which is also. And we can then separate ourselves from that which has been for us. Everybody has to write all the logs which are relevant to this. The source of the Torah for these matters, the Torah is Shiras Dvora, but Parah Shafti and Savage is then Shiras Dvora. Interestingly, in Parah Shafti, Oru May Rose and Marmalach Shem, Oru Roy Shrekla Bolezer Shem. Accursed is May Rose. Says the agent of Hashem, cursed are its inhabitants because they not come to help in the fight against Sisera and Yavin. Is a famous, well-known medrash which says that actually Meroz was a star, and these are aliens who are put in cherem for not coming to help the Earthling Yisraelim in our war against Sisera and Yavin. Of course, those who assume that the Torah has room for aliens. Bring evidence from this that medrash. So welcome to my cotton that this is the source. We know the Mishabtina receive Oru Meroz. How do you know Punachem? Because it says cursed is Meroz. Okay, so the Sava Gava Rabba. This is because this is the position of a great man. Klomar meaning Shekhin Gazar Gava Rabba play Shamto. Because a great man decided to excommunicate him. Receive Omar Malach. Has to be done by Malach. Not necessarily an angel, because Malach is. Neviim Chachamim are also called Malachim. Malach Lashon Shlichos, because Malach is language of somebody who has is an agent. Vein Boim Shlichos Hashem. They call the agency of Hashem. No, the Machrimina. How do we know the Machriminon, which is a different type of excommunication? Doach Veshlasi Batei Vekai Barmas Didei. That which means eating and drinking with him and being in his four amas klomer, meaning that goes in a shaloyach luvul shaloyach tuimo. This nidui is a lower light form of excommunication. It's like censure. The cherem is a true excommunication. You're not allowed to eat with him. Now to drink with him. So it's time to arba amos. Now it's time to four amas. How do we know that we're allowed to do this? The chsib yoshvel. Okay, I guess it's a rebuy. We know the partina chetah b'tzibur. How do you know that we specify his sin in public sleep? Global Ezra Hashem. This pasuk tells us. Thing comes up Hashem. Barulah b'dalad meos shipure and 400 shofar shamtei barak lemeros. Barak put meros in chaim. Ikadam megav rabava. Some say he was a great man and not a not a place. Base no gav rabba. I'm not sure. I don't remember what that's referring to. I think means really. Anyway, base beadvar. Let's see how he explains it. Shabbos Machin Sisa Dorez Yisrael, when Sisa oppressed the Jews, when the Yisrael were Dvar in the Via of Baruch Ben Aminom, and Dvar the prophetess and Baruch Ben Aminom arose, because of Yisrael, she Yisrael and Milcham and Sisa, and he created all of Am Yisrael to go to this war, which is a mitzvah, Lilachim with Sisa, to fight with Sisa. Yosham Echot Shmo Meroz. Yeah, so that's this the second version that there was a certain person there whose name was Meroz, Adam Gado, who v'chalim shem makomo here in the people's place. Lord, so he didn't want to come. L'chein dvorav Barak kluv v'nadu v'chirmu. So Bedorah and Barak cursed him and they censured him and they excommunicated him. V'chem chom v'shamta. Chem is more severe than shamta. Tainu nidui, which is nidui. Chem yikon k'siv oru Meroz. So first it says the curse is Meroz. Perushon nidui. The censure. V'shamta. V'char kach tzi deceive. And then it says oru, again, double curse. Because loshon perushon machmina, that is excommunication. Yesh yoni mamon, there's matters of monetary law. Konam sa'vavol basin, so he refused to come to basin, or load size here, or does not accept the psaka basin. Yesh yoni iser, and the matters of iser, prohibited behavior. Which are the basis for nidui chem. Kim akasav atur, the koim shi yinadu, before you censure, masrim bo. Yeah, I'm translating into a censure, obviously. It's not necessarily accurate translation, just differentiate between censure and excommunication. Before you censure, you warn him on Monday, Thursday, Monday. It's a monetary matter. I'm not sure about the Issa, but if he's putting put into censure because he violates an Issa, but not in a soul altar, you put it in immediately. Look, even if it's a prohibited activity, you have to first warn him. If he doesn't listen, not him, so then you put him in censure. When he says immediately, you don't give him the same extension you buy monetary matters. The back says, you're by Shastiv Kotan. Aleph Kusin the Masha below. I swear that's something to do it even without warning. I try Bading Mosh and Lautar, and his inferences from the language Lautar immediately. In Raya, that's not evidence or showing. But I know Kamanak Mosh Kusan the Duke really rather means that we said expeditiously. Dalvim, but not the least of the Rabbana, if you censure on the least of the Rabbana, any rhyme verse, there's no clear cut evidence. So the Kama comes to Shas, Matsina Makas Maris Lunita, in several places Shas, we find that he administered a Makas Maris, a Malkus to Rabbana, a rabbinic flogging, and not Nidu. Ishishal, my Milson, the Ekorami Rabbana, those are things you've seen, something which is primarily the Rabbana, made up of Shakaratar, something which is, I shouldn't say primarily, something where the foundation. The roots is the Rabbanan, saying the Rav Shei Kormin in the Torah, saying where the foundation is the right, so even though it's itself the Rabbanan. Shabbos and things like that. Yesh Yishon, those who say, now, Mephakim Gzeres Chachomim, somebody who doubts the Gzera, casts aspersions, I should say, on the Kriya Chachomim, Vadim Nani Lei, we certainly use Centrum, Kiyach the Parakeda, Adios, like case, Adios Mechad Shepik Mek Diosadayim, somebody who questioned the halachas of washing hands. I've over Yisrael Rabbanan, that's when you doubt the Gzera Chachomim. But if you owe an over on Yisrael Rabbanan, Ami Makas Martyrs will give you the rabbinic flogging. It's Kesa Mishnah. Of Erevin, Motzino, Bechot, Shishtamish, Bedeko, Beshabbos, we find an Erevin, somebody who used a tree on Shabbos, a palm tree, Shizem Rabbanan, which is the Rabbanan of Shabbat, too. They did censure him, mind you. Venachor, Brua, Bezeh, there's no clear cut conclusion in this. The Beshabbos, and see the Rock Shrine, Mikra, Avayon, Shabbos, you see, they only allowed to call him a criminal, and not allowed to censure him. Hey, what is censure? Ain't need a buzz mushroom. It's not necessary. Ain't a chosebo. I don't know if we're not fully defined yet, but right, first we're saying that it's not for, it's no less than 30 days. Ain't a chosebo, it doesn't mean neg, doesn't mean can't. Then, showing us al chayyam yom, we put it in a censure again. He may ain't a chosebo, and if don't, doesn't mean can't. Matil ochloshim yom machim, so we need another 3 days, and he put a chayyam. Even if a yontif happens in the 30 days, ain't about this, so it does not negate nidui. But not like a velus. By Madvar, when is this true? The nidu shloshim and nidu 30 days. The nidu shel bnei eretz yisrael, the nidu of eretz yisrael. Avo chutzlaretz haverak shiva yomim. Chutzlaretz only 7 days. Kinezifa shel bnei eretz yisrael as the rebuke of bnei eretz yisrael, which is a concept we have not seen yet. She's barshu shiva yomim. We're going to see that it's 7 days. The zifa shel bnei chutzlaretz and the rebuke of bnei chutzlaretz haverak yom echad is only 1 day. Because our main mother said that says I feel yesh lachush shaydei nidu yetsi tar b'sra. Even if you're concerned that by putting the guy in sanctuary he's going to go out and go off the derech, ain't lachush l'kach. Not concerned. I'm kind of sure. Yesh b'shech b'ra'as l'chuk is that the Taz of Eli argues this is a great length. I've heard b'glam skim rabbi Ramah, but many glam read Ramah. Ratzuchim yos matzun, but you have to be deliberate in doing this. Cautious. Take your time. B'akuf yinyan everything according to the situation. It's obvious that if we're going to come to a situation of danger, because if it's a prominent person such like that, you don't have to put a needle. Everything is based on the situation of the time. If I'm a come in the place, and the main thing is this needle should be the shame shemaim. When a zifa shall nasi, the zifa of a nasi, when you have one, the Torah says it's 30 days. In the brackets, he says, "Mash lafil nasi shechutzlaret." Sounds like even the nasi chutzlaret. So the Bach v'Rami Shmiko el Machalukos Rami leaves out all these distinctions. Lo tamo, we don't know why. Acharas manim elu matzil lafil malach mikan achalum shenidu. After these times elapse, where Mati has nidu, even the chacham initially put him in nidu, he has left. Kengasar beis yosef shach. There's written, but that is the language of beis yosef shach, and that is it for today.